Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Cubs introduced outfielder Jason Hayward to the media this afternoon. And even though Hayward was originally signed to play center field, he says he's comfortable moving to his usual position in right field if the Cubs pick up a true center fielder.
From my experience, you can say you're going to have certain guys playing somewhere or hitting somewhere in the lineup. But when it comes down to it, it's just going to take time for everything to play out. And I'm perfectly fine with playing center field or right field, whatever is going to be best for the team in that aspect.
Meanwhile, the White Sox Jose Abreu is in Cuba with MLB's Goodwill delegation. Abreu will be united with his young son on this trip, reunited that is. It'll be the first time Abreu has seen his son since he defected in 2013. To the ice, Blackhawks host Colorado tonight at the UC. Corey Crawford gets the start in the net. He's the reigning NHL First Star of the Week. Newly acquired defenseman Rob Scuderi will skate with Michael Roosevelt. He came to Chicago yesterday in a deal that sent Trevor Daley to Pittsburgh. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. Bulls host the Grizzlies tomorrow night, but Chris Sheridan says the Bulls could be interested in acquiring center DeMarcus Cousins from Sacramento. Sheridan says the Kings are in listening-only mode for now, but have been told what would be available from the Bulls should they decide to move Cousins. The Heat and Celtics also reportedly interested in Cousins' services. Bears are off today before they start getting ready for Minnesota in earnest tomorrow. Top draft pick Kevin White will remain on the PUP list for the rest of the season. He won't play for the team until 2016. Yesterday, the team announced they've placed safety Antrell Roll on the reserve injured list due to a knee injury and moved tackle Teo Fabaluja to the 53-man roster. Roll's 2015 is now over. DePaul's at Stanford tonight in college basketball. You can hear that game live on 670 The Score beginning at 7. Northwestern hosts Mississippi Valley State. Join us at the Under Armour Brand House on Michigan and Ohio on Thursday, collecting sporting equipment and winter gear for Union League Boys and Girls Club, who reach over 12,000 young people each year in Chicago. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
The Bears terminated the contract of Ricky Manning Jr. and offered Fred Mitchell a deal to return.
Boers and Bernstein.
Number one.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Forgot about that. At 4:02 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score, Boers and Bernstein. And he is indeed retiring now. This time he means it. I think he's always meant it.
Who,
but
George?
This time he means it. And he hasn't been offered a deal by the Bears yet.
Fred Mitchell joins us from the Chicago Tribune. He's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You can follow him on Twitter at kicker34. What say, Fred?
Hey, Jerry, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, man. And how are you with all the, you know, all the pomp and circumstance? People love you.
You know, I'm glad you said that because I want to publicly thank all the kind remarks from readers and friends and media colleagues. And I got a personal letter from Jerry Reinsdorf, George McCaskey, the Bears chairman, of course, gave me a Bears jersey with the number 34 on it, my name on it, and said some nice things in the Soldier Field press box in my last game there. Heard from Blackhawks, Cubs, Bulls, Northwestern, Northern Illinois, Sky, everybody that I've covered over 41 and a half years. So I really appreciate that.
And the funny thing is, they all hate me. I mean, I don't know how this happened. I mean, you become a beloved figure, and I become this. But anyway, congratulations on everything. And we go all the way back to the 70s. I go back to the start of your career with the Tribune.
Yes. It was a different time, and I think about that often, and how the whole business of journalism has changed since we covered the Bulls back in those days.
But, oh, yeah.
It's still a people business, always will be. It'll be about, you know, trust and understanding and getting along with people. That'll never change.
You know what's funny? Because I think when I look at this and I think about all the time you spent doing this, I had it after 20 years. It was 20 years even, and I just the whole thing, Fred, I just couldn't take it anymore. But you stuck with it and continued to be really good at it. And I just, you know, your tolerance. You should be. These people should be good to you because your tolerance is pretty high for stuff.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I always try to keep up, if not ahead of the curve when it comes to technology and journalism. I think I was the first one to videotape interviews with a little flip cam. You know, I was the first guy doing that, and now everybody's pretty much required to do that. Always kind of like the gadgets and anything that can help us do our job better. So I think that had a lot to do with my longevity as well.
Do you plan to keep watching and enjoying sports, or have you just had enough of sports and look at this as an opportunity to not have to care anymore and to do just some completely different things with your life?
Well, you know, it's going through a bit of withdrawal, I guess you'd say, as far as I'm concerned. I'll always think as a journalist that I don't ever see myself becoming a fan, having sort of blind faith in a team. I think you learn that early on as a professional journalist, that you start rooting for individuals as opposed to teams and people wearing a certain uniform. You know who the good guys are, and you know who the guys who are not so good are, and you start, you know, rooting for the ones who are well-meaning and really giving it their all to have some sort of success. So I think that'll never change with me.
Now, you've written 11 books, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And is there a 12th on the way? I've heard you say that, you know, well, you got time now. Is there another one coming here?
Well, I haven't decided. You know, people have talked to me over the last few years about that possibility. Writing a book is quite an investment in time.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the, like you said, I've written 11 books throughout my career. I never took time out, never felt good about asking for time to take off to write a book. And in fact, the human relations person, when I went in to leave the Tribune, was astonished to find out that over 41 and a half years, I never took a sick day, never took a personal day, never used my full allotment of vacation time. So half the battle in life, I think, is just showing up, right? And just doing the best you can and being there, good or bad. So that's always a philosophy I've had.
Perhaps the sport closest to you is the one that you played, and that's football, and that you covered for so many years. You mentioned what the Bears did for you in the press box ceremony. This sport is, while more popular than ever, perhaps facing some kind of existential crisis. And it's not necessarily about the various NFL scandals. It's about what we now understand more than ever really is the nature of what is a brutal and awesome game because of the speed and the collisions and the brutality. And now people are confronting more than ever in some of those, unfortunately, only because there's a movie made out of about it.
Yeah, apparently.
But the idea that we love something that is really bad for people. If you had to imagine what the game is going to be in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, even at the highest level, what's happening to football?
Well, I think we're seeing it evolve to a certain extent already with all of it's very cumbersome, I guess is the word, to watch a football game now because there are so many breaks in the action to review, to look at. Whether it's college or the pro level, you know, was the defender targeting the guy he tackled or not, and should he be ejected from the game? So there is certainly a greater awareness of the injury aspect, particularly with regard to concussions in football, and they're trying to take some steps. But on the other hand, people love the collisions. That's what attracts people to the sport. And, you know, football's got to find this fine line of making the game still attractive and appealing to the fans, and yet, you know, a great deal safer for the players because, as you said, there's just too much information, empirical data that shows the relationship between football and lifelong injuries, and that's very troubling.
Yeah, it is, and I think that, you know, and football, I don't know if it's facing that question. I know the numbers as kids are down and all that other stuff, Fred, and the kids aren't playing it like they used to, but I always, you know, we always kind of believe that there's always going to be somebody playing it, that some kids are and parents are willing to take that risk and whatever, you know, because I don't know what can be done. You're right. It's too violent. Well, I don't know what you can possibly do, but we'll see what time holds for us. But I just look at it and I say, well, there's always going to be somebody playing it. If you and you sound like you're going to continue to watch it, I think the league is going to last a while. I don't know that it might change. The things might change about who's in the league and all the other stuff. But I think the very nature of the game, it's very difficult to change that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you look at other sports over the decades, boxing, and now you have the martial arts, and there's that brutality that you know, appeals to a certain segment of our population and to our personalities, I guess, as mm-hmm. a whole. That's never going to go away. And football, I think it's going to change. We're already seeing some changes. The changes in the kickoff, where the kickoffs are going to try to avoid the major collisions on that. But they're not going to be able to eliminate it in totality.
Do you think that we're past a point journalistically now in sports where what we used to count on for what was considered proper access to players, and you mentioned trust. You mentioned the idea journalistically that it'll always continue to be about trust.
Yes.
How will it be possible for writers, for journalists, for the beat guys to try to create that kind of trust when teams are becoming more and more paranoid and protective about access? How can both exist when access isn't there?
Right. That's a great question. And I think it's a mistake on the part of organizations that, especially for the everyday people who are going to be there day in and day out, that they should have greater access. Terry, you remember the days when the Bulls practiced over at the Angel Guardian.
I do.
Right? And,
yep.
I mean, I remember times going to shoot around there. Just the visiting team would come in. I remember one particular time the Celtics had a shoot around there. And I remember walking out of Angel Guardian toward the team bus with Larry Bird and Parrish and those guys, mm-hmm. and just, you know, talking away and no PR guy in between saying, okay, last question or anything of that sort.
Yep.
They were very obliging. And, you know, that's the kind of relationship that you want. And it leads to better journalism and better relationships between players and organizations.
Yeah, there was more of a trust level. And I think there was guys on the Bulls that going back to when we covered them together for a very brief time, because then I had Bob Logan and Bob Sakamoto, and you just left me with everybody, didn't you? And there was a trust, and you did have more access to him, and even Michael. I mean, people don't understand what life was like when you could actually sit down and talk with Michael, and Michael was happy to sit down and talk. If you want to sit down and talk, you'll sit down and talk. And now today, if you wanted access like that to somebody of his stature in sports, Fred, it'd take you act to God to get that kind of time he would give you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember, and you do too, that just the explanations we would be able to give players. Let's say you wrote a story and Reggie Theus or Artis Gilmore, you know, was upset about the headline.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you sit down and explain, hey, look, we're the writers. We don't write the headlines. We don't determine how stories are played and what page, that kind of thing. And then they'll, you know, oh, okay, I never knew that, the player would say, and thanks for explaining that to me. So that kind of thing existed then that doesn't exist now. I'm sure there's a lot of animosity now created by players who don't understand that part of journalism.
Are you, Mitch, you never took a sick day, a vacation day.
Wow.
I imagine there's some travel in here now in the next chapter of your life. Is it where is there still left that you say, this? Now I've got a chance to go do this or see this? I'm sure there's a checklist.
Yeah, there is. I mean, Hawaii is always, Maui is like my favorite vacation spot. I've been fortunate to travel virtually all over the world covering things. From when I covered the Bears, they had preseason games in Sweden and Germany. I went to the Olympics in Sydney, Australia in 2000. Obviously went all over the United States and Canada covering as a Cubs beat writer in the 80s and the Bulls before that. So I'm the only person at the Chicago Tribune anyway who's covered those three major sports, by the way, the mm-hmm. football, basketball, baseball, and football. So I'm proud of that. So I've been a lot of places, but usually you want to go somewhere warm in the wintertime.
Yes.
That would be a nice place to go. And I know, Terry, I know you like Hawaii.
Oh, I love Hawaii, yeah. I would go there anytime. I haven't had extensive travel things, so I've been sort of trying to catch up on the world a little bit, Fred. But now things have changed so much, I don't know what I trust anymore when I go somewhere. So I kind of, you know, I love France and I love all those places, and then now I'm hesitant.
Yeah, it's travel is not nearly as fun as it used to be.
No, it is not.
Prior to 9/11, and no question about it, the security, which is necessary, all those things are making it a little less attractive than it used to be.
Well, Fred, congratulations
yep.
on
absolutely, my friend.
Ending this career on your terms, and everything that's been said about you certainly well deserved. We wish you nothing but the best heading into, as I say, this next chapter.
I appreciate that.
Nope, we're losing him. Mm-hmm. We'll say, Fred.
I can't ever word you right.
I know, Joe.
Lost the phone line there, but all good.
Yeah. Anyway, I didn't want to be, miss the chance to say goodbye, and because I don't know if we'll see each other again, but great guy, and that's a long career, man. That is a long, long career, and a lot of stuff goes into it, and, I've met a lot of guys in journalism, and many of them I liked very much, and many of them I hated for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And those guys aren't joining us, right?
No, they're not joining
us.
And I always loved Fred, and Fred did a great job and deserved all of it. And I don't know what he's going to do, but whatever he does, Godspeed to him. And hopefully we'll hook up soon.
Actually, you guys killed Fred Mitchell.
Yes, did we really?
Yeah, that was
I
him
thought
dying.
That happened.
Yeah,
did you do that, Baldy?
Yeah, Baldy.
You killed Fred Mitchell?
No, you did.
I killed Fred Mitchell. No, he killed Fred Mitchell. I did not kill Fred Mitchell.
No, you must be Don Francisco.
I did not kill Fred Mitchell.
That's a greater honor for me. We're the Boris and Bernstein Show at 4:40. Pete Futak is going to join us, and then Hub Arkish at 5 on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. This is Jim Rome of the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by GolfSmith. It's easy to find golf gifts at GolfSmith.com. This weekend, AJ McCarron will start his first football game since he was a legend at Alabama. And in a way, he is still playing for Bama, because the Bengals need a win this weekend to keep pace as a top two seed in the AFC, but the Tide need McCarron to win to end a streak. No Alabama quarterback has won an NFL game in 28 years. Fact. That's got to stop. That's embarrassing. You can't be that proud of a program with that big of a pockmark. If I'm recruiting against Alabama, I am making sure that every single quarterback recruit knows this. AJ, this game against Frisco is your new Iron Bowl. Gotta have it. Welcome to the NFL and Roll Tide. I'm Jim Rome.
Roll down Tide.
With the year wrapping up, we're wrapping up deals at Sunrise Chevrolet this holiday season. Choose from $10,000 off MSRP or 0% financing for 72 months on a great selection of new Chevys. Get low lease payments on our most popular models, including the new 2016 Chevy Malibu. Lease for just $179 a month with zero down. Wrap up the year with Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights or visit sunrisechevrolet.com.
on select new models to qualifying buyers. Financing in lieu of rebates and incentives. Offer excludes tax, title, license, and dock fee.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
All right, guys, here's your Christmas win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. It's the super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram, because, let's face facts, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood. Best thing, though, the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and you save $60. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and tell them the Score sent you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That was one of football's great stats there. Jim Rome.
What was it?
No Alabama quarterback. No Alabama quarterback, despite the fact the success of the program, has started and won an NFL game in 28 years.
Well, for a while, it was after Namath and Stabler.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was a nothing and a nothing and a nothing and a something and a nothing and something. So 28 years since an Alabama starter, one of the arguably one of the most successful college programs of all time, and certainly of late. No, since 1987, and that's what faces. Oh my God, AJ McCarron, can he bear the pressure and end the streak?
Since 1987
was wow. The last time.
Roll Tide, that's great.
Yeah, that's right.
Mike Shula.
He was in the league in 1987. Nicely done, but it's not him. But that's nicely done. Mike
that's
Shula,
like the only
there.
Other one I could think of. Yeah.
The last Alabama quarterback to win a game as a starter was Jeff Rutledge.
Oh, my God.
A journeyman NFL quarterback who won a national championship with Bear Bryant in 1978. He bounced around the league from the Rams to the Giants to the Redskins, getting his only two career wins in 87 with New York.
That's unbelievable. All right, let me look at that. I got the list in front of me
all
now.
Right.
That you've got, I mean, you go back forever here.
I go back forever. I like to go back forever. It's what I do.
All SEC, Riley Smith in 1935, and Joe Riley in 1936, Harry Gilmer, all SEC in 45, Bart Starr, 53-55,
mm-hmm.
Joe Namath, 62-64.
Bad.
And Steve Sloan, is that the same guy that coached Duke later? Same Steve Sloan, 66.
And then Steve Sloan, yeah.
Then it was Ken Stabler, 66-67. Mm-hmm. Gary Rutledge. I didn't remember that there was an older brother, Gary Rutledge.
Gary Rutledge,
first of two brothers to lead a national championship team.
Wow.
He won the title in 73, and Jeff led him to 70. Oh, Richard Todd! Todd of the Jets, one of the first quarterbacks known to be allowed to call his own plays. Then Jeff Rutledge.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, Stedman S. Sheely.
He didn't exist.
He did. They won the title in 79.
Oh, okay.
He did. He clearly existed. Don Jacobs, then the first black quarterback to start for the Crimson Tide. The final three seasons of the Bear Bryant era, Walter Lewis.
That does not ring any bells, Walter Lewis. No. With you?
And then, so Mike Shula didn't win an NFL game?
Well, I don't know. He didn't win in 87. Maybe one. No, couldn't have. Because okay, nothing's right. Nobody's won since then. But it says here, he was, I thought I saw a thing where he was a rookie in 87.
Okay, then let's see. Vince Sutton, Jeff Dunn, David Smith, Gary Hollingsworth, Danny Woodson, Jay Barker won the national championship. Brian Bergdorf, Freddie Kitchens, John David Phillips, Andrew Zau, Tyler Watts, Brandon Avalos, Spencer Pennington, Mark Guillon, Brody Croyle. There you go.
Brody Croyle
went to the Chiefs and had his wife jumping up and down to the pleasure of everyone.
Hot babe. And then what did he do for the next trick? He disappeared.
Terrible. John Parker Wilson, Greg McElroy, AJ McCarron, Blake Sims, and Jake Coker.
Wow. That's amazing.
But you know what? You know what it tells you?
Yes.
We know we always talk about a quarterback crisis in the NFL. And, mm-hmm. and what does Billick say? There's 32 jobs and you can never find 32 guys to fill
them. That's what he says.
Yep. It's kind of always been like that. There just aren't enough quarterbacks.
No.
I don't think there ever were.
In the past 25 years, Alabama has won 4 national championships and will play for its 5th later this month, 7 SEC titles, 2 Heisman Trophy winners, and has produced hundreds of NFL players. Arguably has been the most successful college football program over that time. But there's that one odd, bizarre, and almost unthinkable blemish on Bama's football dynasty. It hasn't produced a starting quarterback who's won an NFL game since 1987.
Roll damn tide.
That is great.
Roll
Jeff
tide.
Rutledge.
Roll damn tide.
Roll damn tide.
Roll damn tide.
That's great. Okay, roll tide.
Jeff Rutledge.
Wow. Roll tide. That's great.
Under a drive.
That was a guy on Antiques Roadshow who was told that his whatever, like his old Civil War gun was worth something. And
be careful if somebody tells you that.
This is a little bit of New Deal history that we found at a junk shop in scenic Fort Payne, Alabama.
It's safe to say this poster is in bad condition. And I think part of the charm of this piece is the way it looks. I would simply frame it and keep it out of the direct light. That'll preserve it from getting worse. My conservative estimate at auction would be between $2,000 and $3,000.
Wow. Roll Tide. That's great.
Picture of Mike Francesa. Looking at his phone.
in bad condition.
Bad condition. That's great. Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. All right. Roll Tide. So there you have it. You could have a little piece of history. A.J. McCarron. There he is.
I don't think A.J. McCarron's really any good, though.
You know, I never did, but somehow it kind of was, you know, fait accompli that he was going to get drafted. He's going to be an NFL. There he is. Now his chance is there. The red rifle is sidelined, and here he comes. I never did either. Did he ever do anything, make a throw, or do anything that you said to yourself?
Yeah, he did. No, we talked about it. He made it more so than others. It was clear that he could have a job as a backup. Not that he would be anybody's hot prospect.
No, it wasn't. Yeah,
but
okay.
He ran enough pro stuff, and you can see how he could at least read the field medium deep to short, rather than just sort of short to long like some do.
Okay.
That he could keep his eyes down the field. I mean, little things like that that scouts saw to say, you could hand him a clipboard.
And they did.
And that's the first thing they did. A baseball hat and a clipboard, and you can stand over here and put your little earpiece
and
in.
And now he's in charge of beating Jim Tomsula. Can he do it?
Or can Jim Tomsula be in charge of beating Jim Tomsula?
From the ashes.
No.
No?
We got to find some way to keep Jim Tomsula in our life if they fire him.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
He'll still be around. Somebody will pick him up.
Can we make him our football expert?
I'd love to.
Can we just sort of reach out to
him? I'd love to.
If he needs, he's still getting paid, and maybe he needs a gig, and maybe he just wants to talk.
You know what?
He can talk life with us, because as we know from him, that it's like football's blocking and tackling and life. And
I need more lessons in life than I do football.
From him?
Yeah.
Not just in general, but everybody needs more Jim Tomsula in their lives, I think.
We're talking about the four phases of football.
Four.
The offense, the defense, special teams, and then life.
Right.
Yes.
I want to talk life with him.
My life coach. That'd be sweet.
Scoreboard update.
I don't know, guys. Brendan was looking for someone to cut up audio. Maybe he could do that.
Jim Tomsula can be cut tape. Cut up the Jed Hoyer interview.
It's 4:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs unveiled their biggest prize of the offseason so far when they introduced Jason Hayward to the media. Hayward talked about why he came to Chicago for less money than other teams were offering him.
As everyone, I guess, got to see with some of the numbers that may have came out and offers from other teams, I didn't take the highest offer. But for me, you know, winning attitude and culture and the fact that this group is such a young group that I can grow myself with.
Hayward also says he's willing to play center field or right field, wherever he can best help the team. To the NBA, where the Bulls got the day off today following last night's win over the 76ers. They'll host the Grizzlies tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Chris Sheridan says the Bulls could be interested in acquiring center DeMarcus Cousins from Sacramento. And Michael Jordan made good on his word to donate millions from the financial settlement of his lawsuit against Jewel Osco to 23 Chicago charities. He did that today, including donating to After School Matters, Casa Central, and the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Blackhawks have dibs on the UC tonight when the Avalanche come to town. Newly acquired defenseman Rob Scuderi will skate with Michael Roosevelt in this one. The Hawks sent Trevor Daley to Pittsburgh in exchange for Scuderi yesterday. Puck drops tonight at 7:30. Corey Crawford gets a start in goal. Bears top draft pick Kevin White will remain on the PUP list through the end of the season. The Bears signed defensive lineman Toby Johnson and wide receiver Marcus Lucas to the practice squad today. They also elevated linebacker John Timu from the practice squad to the active roster and waived defensive lineman Ziggy Hood. Join the Scores Hub Arkish with special Chicago Bears guest Mitch Unrein broadcasting live tonight from Halftime Bar and Grill in Johnsburg for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite, now back in the original can, it's Miller time. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Thank you, Julie. You know, I'm so bad at that kind of thing. You're good at it. I'm not. I'm too old. I don't remember anymore. That old-time football trivia, I wouldn't even remember Jeff Rutledge was from Alabama.
I don't know if I would have either.
That would have been... Okay, somebody said, hey, all right, where'd Jeff Rutledge go to school? And my answer would have been crickets.
It's
like when you killed Fred. I mean, it's just nothing. I don't know. I really didn't know. I don't remember. And certainly not that. Because I'm not, my strength is not like old NFL quarterbacks anyway. It wouldn't be that.
And this year, it's not like Alabama really needs much quarterbacking because
I agree with that, but I keep sitting there thinking, okay, Nick, I know you want to put together the world's finest defense, and it's very important to you, and that's how you make your living, and that's your baby. But for the love of God, do you mean to tell me that when you get in a tough game and you have a guy who has trouble throwing the ball or whatever it is, that you don't wish you had a better quarterback sometimes?
They're just going to Henry's going to carry it 47 times a game if he has to.
I know.
And they're going to run over their one line matchup, and he's going to get 4 and 5 and 4 and 5 and 4 and 5 and score. That's their plan, apparently.
Wow. Okay.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. There's still some 3rd and 8s, though, where you'd say, I'd like to have it. Yeah, well, I would like to have just a thing where the guy could, and I guess Coke can do it a little bit, but it's just like, I was looking, I said to myself, dude, I mean, I know that's not what you do, but you don't have to have the guy. I don't want somebody. I don't want you to play where it's flinging it all over the field and taking chances. You don't have to do that because you're so good elsewhere. You're so solid. But anyway, I just look at it sometimes and I say, Nick, aren't there guys that are really good at that position you could call and say, do you want to play for Alabama? Now, you're getting your pants. The answer apparently is, no, numbnuts, I don't.
Pete Futek will continue our college football discussion next on The Score.
Cub fan, the wait is over. Theo's made some incredible offseason moves. Hayward, Lackey, Zobrist. The direction is clear. The time to go for it has arrived. This spring, listen to every game here on the new radio home for Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
You know Cameron Hughes as a wine negociant, sources wine from the best vineyards around the world. But he takes the excess off their hands and then sells it to you with his name on the bottle and a number on the bottle, and you're drinking spectacular high-end wine for a fraction of the price. Now, we've done this before, and this is going to be another specific deal, because every time we do these, they end up selling out. And this is why I would urge you, if this interests you, to get in on this when you can. He's got an amount left of the lot 388. What this is a 2011 Napa Valley Merlot blend. It's an incredible wine. It's a great food wine. And the price is right at under $20, and even less than that, as I'm about to tell you in a moment. Limited quantities of this wine left. It's 89% Merlot, but then there's also 7% Cabernet, and then a little bit of Petit Verdot and Petite Syrah in there as well. And this comes from one of Napa Valley's premier grape-growing families, and they have some of the best dirt in Napa. We're talking Oakville and Rutherford and St. Helena and Calistoga. They've got a small brand of their own, and this is blended from their 2011 Oakville and Rutherford production. It's a wonderful wine. And right now, you can get some of this reserve stock that's been set aside for friends and family this week only, a 20% discount on this. It's lot 388. It'll be less than $15 a bottle. That's insane. Any order of three or more bottles ships for free. You got that. Three or more ships for free. It's under $15 a bottle for a wine that's usually more than $50. You got to use the code DAN. Go to chwine.com, chwine.com, 20% off this premium wine and free shipping. Wine's expensive to ship because it's heavy, and now it ships for free. This is only available through Friday. There's not much left, so you got to do this now if you want it. The only way to get 20% off the lot 388, 2011 Napa Valley Merlot, and free shipping on three or more. chwine.com, click the mic in the upper left corner, enter Dan, D-A-N. That's chwine.com, enter D-A-N. Free shipping and 20% off available until Friday, so get on it.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249. Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt. I'm gonna find you,
I'm gonna catch you. But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
Ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
This holiday season, don't miss a second of your favorite shows and stations with the Radio.com app, offering quick access to over 300 HD radio stations, podcasts, and the latest music news. It's the ideal radio destination for music, sports, news, and entertainment. Go to apps.radio.com today for more information.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Pete Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Managing editor of CampusInsiders.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men, in males.
Publisher of CollegeFootballNews.com.
Bad snap. Call him. Here come the Spartans down the sideline. Racing into the end zone. The Spartans win again. The Spartans win again.
George,
What a call.
I don't know what to say. I am struggling to deal with what I just saw.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
He's a friend of the program.
Pete Futek with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
At 4:43 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love Pete Futek.
Pete Futek is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com, on Twitter at Pete Futek. And so, first things first, the Heisman balloting. I had a little the two and the three inverted and had the winner at the top on mine. What about you?
Yeah, I had it right, 1, 2, 3. And it has to be. It just had to be Derrick Henry. And you know, Christian McCaffrey had a great year, obviously, and as soon as you start talking about anything revolving around Barry Sanders' 1988 season, you're doing something all right. The problem is, it sucks. He plays for Stanford. It's just part of the deal, and half the nation just doesn't watch Stanford football ever, and they don't stay up late enough to see what he does. And his two really monster games, they lost to Oregon, where he was, you know, very good. And then the other game, he was pretty good in the win over Notre Dame. And meanwhile, every Saturday afternoon, Derrick Henry was, you know, killing it for Alabama. So the reality was that Derrick Henry just mattered more. His games were bigger, his performances were bigger. And at the end of the day, he was just the player of the 2015 college football regular season.
See, I had them all in the wrong order because my guy was the quarterback. I like Deshaun Watson. I mean, I just think that like what Clemson did, they couldn't have done that without him, and they're the number one team. They could not have done. Pete, that guy is really good for a sophomore, is he not?
He's very good, but they also played in the ACC, and they had like exactly a game and a half. I mean, they played Notre Dame, and that was kind of tight, and they played an okay Florida State team, but you know, Deshaun Watson's good. I mean, there's no real argument against him. And I will say this, if he Vince Young's up and, you know, he knocks it out over the next two games and they win the college football playoff, yeah, I'll argue. I'll say I want my vote back. I want to, you know, I wish we did this thing after the bowl game.
Yeah.
I think it's always sort of bizarre that we, you know, have to decide on the player of the year before the most important games matter. But that's the deal. And, you know, for right now, yeah, Deshaun Watson was good, but you could make an argument for Baker Mayfield. You can make an argument for Trevon Boykin. You can make an argument for, you know, lots and lots of quarterbacks out there. But to me, you're for what Alabama does, and again, it just, you know, Deshaun Watson was good, but I don't think anybody watched him play over the last month of the season. And Derrick Henry was just in the biggest of games for Alabama, and I thought he was it.
Do you think Coker can win a game in a tough situation without handing the ball off? Can he throw Alabama down the field in a tough game? Because I have a feeling, Pete, somewhere in this whole thing, Alabama's going to have a difficult time, or are they just going to steamroll everybody here?
I can't wait to see this Michigan State game. And that's the team that I think can actually get them because they have a quarterback. And, you know, I've heard so many different people say, oh, well, that's an easy matchup for Alabama because, you know, the two teams are kind of alike and Michigan State's a little bit worse. But, you know, this is a Michigan State team that's been through the wars. I mean, it's been, you know, two Big Ten championships in the last 3 years, a Rose Bowl, you know, that great win last year over Baylor in the Cotton Bowl. And Connor Cook's been through everything. They've beaten ultra-talented teams with power running games twice. They did both times to Urban Meyer. Now, you know, Ohio State both times forgot to hand the ball off, and I don't think Nick Saban's going to do that. But they've been there. This is one of those knows-how-to-win type of teams. It's a professionally coached team with professional-type players. It just, I don't think that as excited as they were about winning that Big Ten championship, they've been there. I think this is a step for them. So if you're Alabama, yeah, Coker's going to have himself a game.
What have you learned about any of the coaches that have been hired or are about to be hired at this point?
I'm really curious about Scott Frost and on a kind of a lower tier level, kind of under the radar compared to a lot of these others. Former Nebraska quarterback, Oregon offensive coordinator. I kind of thought he would have been the hire instead of Mike Riley for Nebraska because he's that guy with that offense. And going to UCF, though, it's a perfect situation for him because there's no expectations after an 0-12 season. They're in a perfect recruiting area. They're only a couple years removed from that Blake Bortles Fiesta Bowl
right.
win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a pretty decent situation where there's a guy who with one or two really big years, he could be that really hot star out there that everyone's going to want. The other two curious things, one, the ACC really kind of stepped up its game in terms of getting coaches. Mark Richt, obviously the big guy there. But Bronco Mendenhall from BYU is a pretty interesting hire from Virginia. Justin Fuente, you get him in from Virginia Tech. And then meanwhile, the SEC goes the coordinator route, which I don't know. Kirby Smart, all right, let's see what he can do. But he's got a win right now for Georgia, and obviously Will Muschamp on for South Carolina is a guess.
You had mentioned Will Muschamp, but we were talking about Illinois. That was a guy that you talked about his power running scheme and just how that's a guy that could be a fit. Meanwhile, Illinois is really devolving.
Well, please don't ask me about the athletic director situation. Oh, God.
Well, no, it's become a sick joke now because and everything, and it's people are all too willing. There are people involved who apparently want to embarrass their own university throughout this entire process because they're saying, yeah, all right, we're going to just go look on our own and we're going to let this interim chancellor do what she wants to do, but we hate it. We think they're stupid. So we're going to go tell everybody we hate it and we think they're stupid while trying to entice people to come to the university with our sort of shadow rogue search that we're conducting ourselves. I don't really know.
And no coach.
Right.
And a coach who I don't think, I could be wrong, I don't think he's actually signed his contract.
He is not.
Yet.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
So,
he is not.
And so the whole athletic director thing, I kind of my eyes gloss over whenever you get the athletic director talk anywhere. I mean, it's all a bureaucratic job. And really, all it comes down to is, can you find the right head football coach?
Right.
Doesn't matter anything else you do. Okay, fine. You find a women's basketball coach. Okay, great. And your basketball team's fine. And this is fine. And that's fine. As we've seen at Texas, we saw this at Michigan. If your powerhouse football team stinks, then your athletic director stinks. And that's all that matters is when you're finding an athletic director, can that person find the right guy to come in and take this thing over? And it's not going to be Bill Cubitt. So really this program on a whole is just in such a massive holding pattern because you don't have anything. Like you mentioned, you got to figure out let things higher up, more higher up than just the athletic director. You got to figure out the coach too and the chancellor, and the whole thing's got to be figured out quickly, and it's certainly not going to happen overnight.
I don't know what coach or what AD is going to want to work for an interim chancellor
extreme circumstances.
Yeah, because then that person is going to want to come in and hire his or her own person to be that guy or girl who chooses the head coach. So it really is a weird situation right now.
Even though you don't like ADs, could you put together a list of 20 that you think are good? Would that be difficult to do?
I guess if I put my head to it, maybe thought about it, I'm sure I can come up with someone who could be a decent athletic director. And more than that, again, find who the right head coach is. If you can find the right head coach, I almost think it's the opposite. Like, if you find the right head football coach, then whoever is your athletic director, it just kind of flows from there.
Okay, that makes sense.
We've got four.
You can't have a guy who does both, though.
Right.
That's the one thing. You're gonna have some power mad people out there. Kind of like in the NFL, you think, okay, I can be a coach and general manager. Not really.
Not anymore. Maybe you could, the Barry Alvarezes of the world could do that. But now if you look increasingly, athletic directors aren't football coaches anymore. It's a different skill set because they're cutting business deals and raising money and speaking to boardrooms rather than speaking to locker rooms.
You used to be able to just get the old, the superstar, former, player, and you throw them in that role and say, okay, go figure out the women's lacrosse team while you're at it, and then go shake a bunch of hands. But you're right, it's a business job now. It is not the old school job, so you can't have a guy who does both at this point.
All right, I'm looking at, we actually have 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 bowl games on Saturday.
There you go.
Holy crap.
Absolutely.
This very Saturday, your bowl menu, the Celebration Bowl, the New Mexico Bowl.
Bowl is not a real bowl, but guess go on.
All right. I'm celebrating it anyway. New Mexico Bowl, the Las Vegas Bowl, the Camellia Bowl, and the Cure Bowl. And members of the Cure.
Exactly. And I do have Fascination Street going to my head every time I hear
nice.
That bowl name. And I believe your New Orleans, your RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl, I believe, is in the
Yes,
mix
yes,
as well,
I didn't mention the New Orleans Bowl, Louisiana Tech and Arkansas State.
Here's the deal. You don't have to watch. And I know
I'm not. Thank you.
It's an easy, lazy narrative. Oh, there's too many bowls. And then there's these other, Yahoos are always like, oh my gosh, there's 5 and 7 teams out there. Like if San Jose State was 6-6, oh, okay, now my sensibilities aren't offended. Now I will watch this game. No, they're football games. If you want to bet on them, go bet on them. And, strength in numbers, out of all these 40 bowl games, you're going to have 5 or 6 really good ones. you know, maybe 10 or so just complete duds. And, you know, maybe if you like college football, you'll watch one or two and you'll find something interesting. I mean, BYU versus Utah in the Las Vegas Bowl, it's going to be pretty entertaining stuff. I mean, some of these games are going to be all right. But again, you know, if you don't want to watch them, all right, just go do something else. I mean, it's not like anybody, yet, not like anybody has anything better to do anyway. What do you do? Play with your kids?
Week from Christmas. There's plenty to do. You got things to do. You're right. There's things to do.
You're going to go spend money on stuff you don't need. No one's going to cure cancer in the 3 hours it would take to watch Appalachian State versus Ohio. So just enjoy.
Well, then what's the Cure Bowl for then? I thought that was the whole point. Is if San Jose State plays Georgia State, and by the end of the game, somebody's cured cancer.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I could be wrong on this, and so we're going to make fun of cancer in a way. But I think it is for breast cancer. I think everything's pink. I think I'm guessing it's for breast cancer because the logo's pink. So I'll just infer that that's what everyone's going to cure with this.
All right, then I'm going to watch.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. No, I really don't want to watch any of it. All right, Pete. You know what? One quick thing. Does Nick Saban ever recruit like one of the best five quarterbacks in the country? Ever?
He has had some nice quarterbacks in the past, but you have to know that if you're going to take on that gig, that you're going to just hand the ball off and you're kind of going to be a caretaker. You'd think that they'd be able to get someone there who'd want to, you know, be a part of that. But it's kind of been a weird situation for me. They just have not had that star quarterback who's come in and really taken. And then when they had had a couple of decent recruits, they haven't taken the world by storm. But boy, you look at everything else he's got. I mean, now that is a factory for superstar running backs. There's a factory for NFL defensive linemen. And you look at what the NFL scouts are saying about this team. He's got everything else there. But when I believe it's Jeff Rutledge is the last Alabama quarterback to win an NFL game with a Greg McElroy thrown in here and there. But I do think A.J. McCarron is going to be very, very good. I think that step back to take a couple steps forward, giant leap forward. I'm sorry. Andy Dalton getting hurt. I think in the long run, I have a gut feeling McCarron's going to be really good.
Wow. All right, Few. Appreciate it, man.
Love you, Pete.
Later, guys.
See ya.
Pete Futak, he joins us weekly talking college football. We turn our attention to the pro game next with Hub Arkish on the Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Other restrictions apply. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. And as a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turn to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high interest rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is the better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
And I realize we are in the busiest time of the season. You got to go here, you got to go there. There's always something to do. Here's what we've been urging you to do with our friends from Mattress Firm. Hurry in right now, and for the huge year-end savings on the best brands, get up to $300 in